In this bulletin, the federal government evacuates families of Australian diplomats from Ukraine. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange wins the right to take his U.S. extradition decision to the London High Court. And in sport, Alex de Minaur, Australia's last player standing in the Australian Open men's draw, loses his shot at a Grand Slam. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Malhan. The federal government has announced family members of Australian diplomats are planning to depart to Ukraine owing to the growing threat of a Russian invasion. The government has advised any Australian in Ukraine should leave immediately and has updated its travel advice for the country to do not travel. A statement from the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade notes that flight availability could change or be suspended at short notice, and those who decide to remain in Ukraine should review their personal security plans. Locally engaged staff will continue to work at the Australian Embassy with their Australia-based colleagues. The Aboriginal flag is now freely available for public use after the federal government secured the copyright license following negotiations with Lanija artist and land rights activist Harold Thomas. The Morrison government has paid more than $20 million to obtain the copyright to the flag, a deal which includes terminating commercial licenses owned by companies that had limited the reproduction of the symbol. It will now follow the same protocols as the Australian national flag, where its use is free, but it must be treated with respect and dignity. Mr. Thomas, who designed the flag in 1971, says he hopes this arrangement provides comfort to all Aboriginal people and Australians to use the flag, unaltered, proudly, and without restriction. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is allowed to appeal his extradition to the United States. Mr. Assange faces 18 criminal charges in the U.S. following WikiLeaks' publication of leaked documents relating to the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. The High Court in London, which in December overturned a ruling that he should not be extradited due to a real risk of suicide, said on Monday his application to certify a point of law is granted. However, the court has refused Mr. Assange's permission for a direct appeal, meaning it must decide whether or not it should hear his challenge. His fiancée, Stella Morris, says the court ruling is an undeniable win, but justice is far from being achieved.
If there had been justice, the officials who plotted, who conspired to murder Julian, would be in the courtroom right now. If there were justice, the crimes that Julian exposed, war crimes, the killing of innocent civilians, would not be impugned. Our fight goes on, and we will fight this until Julian is free.
The United Arab Emirates has intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi. It's the second attack in a week that has targeted the Emirati capital. Houthi military spokesman Yahya Sari has claimed the attack in a televised statement and warned that the UAE will continue to be a target for as long as attacks on the Yemeni people continue.
The missile force and the air force carried out a large-scale military operation, the second hurricane of Yemen, targeting the Saudi and Emirati depths as follows. Targeting Al Dhafra airbase and other sensitive targets in the capital of the UAE enemy, Abu Dhabi, with a large number of ballistic missiles.
Yemen has been locked in a civil war since late 2014 when the Houthi militia seized control of several northern provinces and forced the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi out of the capital, Sana'a. Australia's last hope in the men's singles draw, Alex de Minaur, has been knocked out of the Australian Open by emerging Italian tennis player Jannik Sinner. De Minaur, who beat world number 7 Italian Matteo Berrettini at the ATP Cup in Sydney earlier this month, dropped just one set at Melbourne Park en route to the fourth round. But the 7-6, 6-3, 6-4 defeat is now the sixth time the 22-year-old has exited a major tournament in the third or fourth round, including his last three appearances at Melbourne Park. De Minaur's only Grand Slam quarterfinal appearance was at the 2020 US Open. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 32. Adelaide, humid and a possible shower, 30. Melbourne, humid and partly cloudy, 34. Hobart, cloudy, 24 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 28. Wollongong, similar conditions, 25. Sydney, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, with a top of 27 also. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, 32 degrees.